see you looking out your window. I see you looking out your window. What do you see?
All right, good morning everybody. This is the Professor Darren and my lovely wife Kim. We're gonna try this again. This time I'm gonna turn the lavaliers on. Hey, technologically advanced. Okay, we'll just leave that one alone. So, do you have class today at 1 o'clock Eastern, so it's noon Central, so hopefully I get that right with my computer and my watch and my cell phone, so we'll get that going. So we did have a couple hours here before class. We decided to head down to the beach. So beautiful day. I see one person looking for seashells down the beach. But as we got to the water, we saw something floating. Kim, what did we see?
We saw a pelican.
A tired pelican. And I think the pelican's days were numbered. So
yeah, it was a goner.
I don't think I've ever seen a dead pelican. Now sure. We've got something sticking in the water here.
The guy that was doing the
a big quill feather.
That guy stuck that in there.
Interesting stuff. So I do think we're going to hit about the mid-70s today, so absolutely gorgeous, nice blue skies. Water is perfectly flat. A great day to water ski, if you don't mind the sharks. So did read a story yesterday before I got up about the alligator attacks and crocodiles. So two attacks in one day in Florida. 68-year-old man in a retirement facility fishing pond. So apparently they have fishing ponds in retirement communities. He was out doing his fishing thing and a little crocodile came up and bit his hand and arm. So after it rolled a couple times, now the guy was missing a hand and an arm. I guess they did capture the crocodile and pull the hand out, but they were pretty confident they would not be able to attach it. Later on the same day, I believe over in Tallahassee or somewhere closer to the Everglades, a person was walking and got attacked by the alligator. So apparently 1.2 million alligators in the state of Florida and about 2,000 crocodiles. So I'm not sure if there's a federal or government agency where they walk around counting these things and numbering them, but that's a lot of mean animals. So anything else interesting, Kim, going on?
No, it's just beautiful out here. Absolutely beautiful. Sun is shining. There's the Army fighter jets going over.
Yeah, so we got a fighter jet coming through right now.
You can hear it.
I hear it, don't see it.
He said if you hear it, he says you need to look ahead of it in order to
Yeah, these things
it.
Are so fast, you gotta look like way ahead of it to see the actual plane before you catch the sound.
Yesterday I was with my sister-in-law and we're driving along and all of a sudden, whoop, the fighter jet came from the ground, went straight up. And then right behind it came another one because they fly in twos.
Yep, flying in pairs. Vertical lift, just insane. I wonder what the G-force is on that.
Yesterday we heard a sonic boom.
Yep, caught that one sonic boom. That just rumbled the whole roof of the house. And that's the one thing I was going to Google. So it's like 600 and some miles an hour to break the speed of sound to get the boom. And a lot of those planes and stuff will do two or three times the speed of sound.
Mm-hmm.
So once they hit the second time, does it boom again, or you just get the first boom and you're done, I wonder?
No, you get the first boom and you're done, unless you let off the gas.
Yeah, there you go. hit a boom back off, hit the boom back off. Yeah, neighbors would love that.
I don't think so.
Good stuff. All right, so from the stories I read, right where this little channel here cuts through the banks and then moves back in, if you go out a few hundred yards, that's supposedly where that SS Florida went down in the hurricane of 1848. And I'm not sure about where the gun battle was, but there was a Spanish man of war after a huge battle, you know, went down somewhere also. So lots of shipwrecks, lots of divers come through, real clean water, clear water, so you can see stuff underneath and do some nice scuba adventures. Actually, some of them are shallow enough, I guess people snorkel there too.
Also, there was a pirate ship that was fully loaded with treasure that went down. I'm sure there's nothing left in that one.
Yeah, and I guess it took a long time to go down, so it's scattered stuff everywhere. Oh, complete shell. Wow, both halves. So, I think maybe before we go fishing tonight or whatever we end up doing, I think we're going to that pizza place tonight. Maybe bring back some of our equipment and see if anyone wants to talk to us over on the beach down there. Let's get lots
it's bent
of
over.
What was that?
Well, I thought that it was a sponge that got bent over, but it might be...
That might be a ray folded in halves. Look, if you fold out that piece, then fold out that piece, use that stick. So it almost looks like we found a dead ray on the beach.
No, I don't think it's a ray. I think it's a jellyfish.
It could be.
I think it's dead, though.
I think I'm going to find a better stick to play with. Yeah, better to poke these things with a stick than poke it with your foot. Yowzer. Oh, somebody had a campfire bonfire last night in the beach. There you go. Good stuff. Oh, here we go. Here's a couple good sticks. Make sure the sticks don't move. Yeah, moving sticks, no good. So I do believe Wisconsin actually hit the mid-30s to low 40s yesterday.
See, jellyfish.
Oh, you're right, jellyfish. I got a stick for you. Take the skinny one, take the big one. So they had good weather too. We got nicer weather down here. There's a sea cucumber.
Yeah, looks like intestines.
Those things are ugly. A big old pile of intestines on the beach.
But it's pretty in the water when you're snorkeling, though.
Yeah, I think I'm going to Google, see what the thing looks like while it's alive in the water.
With the fish swimming around it, I bet you it's beautiful.
So, did talk to the neighbor yesterday. He said him and his dad went fishing out in the Gulf area, and only a couple feet deep in the boat that they were in, and the guy would shove a piece of PVC pipe in the ground below the boat and then pull up a little plunger and then dump it into a pail and screen it. He's picking up a whole bunch of ghost shrimp. So, interesting stuff. So, still didn't catch any fish, but
I just heard something here.
That part sounded fun. I had a couple nibbles last night, but Mark caught 4 more black drum. Pretty good sized fish. He said the smaller ones are the better eating because the bigger ones you might have worms.
Well, you can just cut them out of the fat, he said.
Yes, cut them out. Ew.
Not going to happen from this gal.
So if you don't eat the worms, are you eating the worm eggs? Did read a story yesterday or 2 days ago about a man in Florida. He had worms on the brain and died. They traced it back to eating uncooked bacon.
Yuck.
So note to self, make sure your bacon is crispy. Unlike that one hotel we stayed at, remember that?
Oh, that was disgusting.
Let's just say they had the mentally challenged person in charge of the kitchen because the chef didn't show up. So we put out raw bacon and uncooked eggs. Ooh, liability
there. A guy cracked an egg and it was just eggs from the refrigerator.
Yep. Probably should cook those a little bit. So we got another flock of birds out. So these ones look white and black. They always dive under the water like a loon. I know they have loons here. So, cool stuff. Now we have another gull flying toward us. Last night out fishing, it was just non-stop jets.
Wow, this water is cold, 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 cold.
You thought it was cold? I thought it was warm yesterday.
Well, you have your little toes in this water right here and tell me what you think.
Well, then I get my shoes wet.
Oy. Yep, yep. Woo.
So the night before was colder than last night. In the cold night, all the people were out swimming in the water in the dark.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm like, we'll just fish. So, fortunately, didn't get any footage last night because the clouds came up and pretty much covered the whole sunset. But the night before, got some incredible shots. So, I'll be posting some of those on some clips that we put on YouTube here in the near future. Non-stop rumbling of jets. Because I think the Air Force base is what, like an hour away?
No.
Closer than an hour?
It's here. We're like right next to it.
Well, we have Port St. Joe, Wendover, then we have Mexican Beach. And then I think you get to the Air Force base, so it's not that far away. Well, I suppose when you're doing 800 miles an hour, it just takes like a minute to get there. I could probably do the math on that, I guess. All right, so this is the spot I think we're going to set up our equipment tonight, right here.
Looks good.
So I do have some loose leaf paper to put the stuff on so we don't carry all the beach sand back with us. So still have one tripod from 2 years ago. I haven't gotten all the sand and salt out of it. That's even taken the thing completely apart.
And using a blow dryer.
Crawls in everywhere. Alrighty, well, I'll be the next part of our setup to do our little investigation here and see what we can uncover. So, you guys have a great day, and remember,
it's always an adventure.
Thanks, everyone.
Your window, I see you looking out your window.